I actually landed close to 80 clients within 90 days of launching.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes and what it takes to build a $1 million movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
What's up, team? In this video, I'm going to be walking you through exactly what I would do if I was an online fitness coach wanting to hit 10K a month and I was starting from ground zero. And I'm talking zero online clients, zero online presence, and all I had was a skill set of getting people in shape. And if you're watching this video right now, I'm sure you can get people in shape. And this is actually what I did back in 2016 when I started my first online fitness business. Like, literally nobody knew who I was. I had no testimonials. And basically, I needed a way to grab attention in the marketplace so I could start getting clients through the door and build up the business. And so basically, after running this strategy that I'm about to share with you, I actually landed close to 80 clients within 90 days of launching. And so basically, this is what I call now the conveyor belt method. So the way this works is you're basically going to leverage organic marketing and paid advertising to launch a free 28-day challenge. Now you might be saying to yourself, Dan, is that it? No. It's not just a 28-day challenge, it is a 28-day conveyor belt challenge on steroids. So the messaging in your marketing is going to be letting people know that the reason it's free is because you've started a brand new program and you want to gather as many testimonials as possible to help inspire other people to make a change as well. Now here's the caveat. When you get them on a call, you want to obviously dive into the pain, pull out the emotion, and stack up the value of your offer. And then basically, when you come to the pitch, you're going to go through two phases. The first is a commitment question, which will go something like, "So Sally, before we move forward, I have a quick question to ask you. How committed are you on a scale from 1 to 10 to actually making a long-term change?" Right? And if she's any less than a 10, then you want to end the call because you only want people who are committed, obviously. But if she is a 10, then you'll move on to the next phase. Now, inside of this phase, you're going to ask two questions, which will go something like, "So Sally, in order to get you enrolled inside of the challenge, there are just two conditions that I need you to agree to, okay?" And then she's going to be like, "Yes, so what are they?" And you're going to say, "So the first condition, Sally, is that once you've completed this challenge and you've gotten incredible results, you know, you've insert whatever goal they told you they wanted to achieve, all I ask is that you sit down with me on a 10-minute interview as a case study, just so I can use it to help inspire other women, you know, just like you. Can you agree to that?" She'll say yes. And then you're going to move on to the pitch, which will go something like, "Awesome. And the second condition that I want you to agree to is that in order for you to get enrolled inside of this challenge, I'm going to ask you to put down a $100 refundable deposit, which you're going to get back at the end of this challenge once you've completed it successfully. Now, Sally, the reason why I'm asking you for a $100 refundable deposit is basically just to make sure that you've got skin in the game, because we've given this away without the refundable deposit in the past. And people just weren't doing the work and they just weren't taking the challenge seriously, as I'm sure you can imagine. So Sally, are you in?" Right? And a lot of the times they'll say yes. I got so many yeses with that framework. And this is how you're going to sell the challenge. And what's really important to note is that when you're on the phone with these prospects, you always want to say, "The challenge starts this coming Monday," right? And so basically everyone you speak to in that week is going to start on the following Monday. And then the next week, when you're on calls again, you're going to say, "The challenge starts this coming Monday." And so basically what happens is, once 4 weeks have gone by, now you've got four different groups of challenges, right, starting at the four different weeks, but you've got them inside of one Facebook group, which creates a scenario where every single week, there's a new group of challenges coming in on the front end and putting down a $100 deposit. And every single week, there's a new group of challenges finishing the challenge on the back end, which then you can get them back on a call and then sell them into your high-end coaching program. And you want to use their $100 deposit that they put down at the start, okay, as a means to make the back-end offer more irresistible. And obviously with that refundable deposit, you can have conditions within your client agreement, right, to say that they only get the deposit refunded if they meet certain conditions, which might be something like, you know, a minimum adherence of 90% in TrainRise, a minimum adherence of 90% in MyFitnessPal, and they have to complete the weekly check-ins every single week. And what's really cool about this is that the people that actually do qualify for the refund are people who have done the work, and therefore they've actually gotten the results. And so basically most of them are more than happy to ascend into your high-end program, you know, which you might sell for $1,500 minimum, right? And so, and the ones that don't do the work, obviously they don't qualify for the refund as per the client agreement, but you still have the opportunity to sell those people in the back end inside of your high ticket coaching program. This is a super simple process, but it's insanely effective. So if right now you're in a position where maybe you're brand new to the online fitness space and you want more clients fast, this is definitely what I would do. In fact, it's what I did do back when I had Supermums Elite to get my first 80 clients within 90 days of launching. And if you want a step-by-step course on how to install all of this in detail, then what I'll do is I'll drop a link in the description down below to my inbound lead flow playbook, which is free, and it's going to show you exactly how to do just that.